don't you owe her your share of rent?
Because of the pain and suffering she caused to me being her roommate.
An ordeal that defies description.
One of her drug dealer friends broke in through my bedroom window, and I woke up with him on top of me.
Or is it pure fantasy?
She's sitting at the table smoking black tar heroin. I told her I've had it. I'm no longer going to take it. I'm out of here. This is illegal.
Now I'm coming to you, Shannon.
Yes, Your Honor.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 18-year-old Shannon Muratori is suing her ex-roommate, 18-year-old Lorelei Miller, for unpaid rent and slander.
Order. All rise. Yes, yeah, case number 5 on the calendar in the matter of Muratori versus Miller.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Won't you ladies have a seat, please?
Ms. Muratori, you and the defendant were roommates. According to your complaint, you signed a 6-month lease in September of 2010. Ms. Miller moved out in January of 2011. And you want her to pay for February's rent?
Yes.
And you want her to compensate you for slandering you on the internet? Ms. Miller has some ridiculous counterclaim that she was subject of some sort of mental anguish because of you. I'll give her 30 seconds at the end of the case. Can I see a copy of your lease, please? There was a $250 security deposit. Is that right?
Yes.
And who got that back at the end?
No one. They took it for because there was damages to the apartment. So okay. They took the security deposit.
So that wasn't returned to you?
No.
Okay. You moved out in January of 2011.
Correct.
And you paid January's rent?
Yes.
You did not pay February's rent, which is the last month of the lease.
Correct.
And how much was your share of the rent?
$450.
Well, the base rent was $1,478. How many people were living in the apartment?
Just us. Just two.
If the total base rent was $1,478, how could your share of the rent be $450?
The month of February was prorated.
Oh, okay. Is that correct?
Yes, I have my 30-day notice. I have a copy of that.
So it's $450 is her share of February's rent,
yes.
Correct?
Plus $156.
For?
Because I put my apartment on the lease, like I asked them to sell it, and they sold it, and the people that were moving into my apartment needed an extra week, so they needed an extra money, a week of money from me. So I had to stay in the apartment an extra week. That's just how their apartment...
That's not her problem. Okay. Why don't you owe her your share of February's rent?
I don't owe her the share of February's rent.
Because?
Because of the pain and suffering she caused to me being her roommate. Several factors that contribute to that...
Go.
...are one of her drug dealer friends broke in through my bedroom window, and I woke up with him on top of me. I woke up with a blister on...
When?
This was in December, December 7th.
But you stayed in the apartment till January 10th.
All my stuff was there. I was not living there. I was not staying there.
Okay. Can I see the police report of that incident, yes, please?
Excuse me. That's what I do. Stay there.
The first page.
Shh. This is January of 2011. I'm looking for December 7th, 2010.
I was given the case number for that case. That's the second piece of evidence for the stalking.
Okay. All I want to see is the police report you made on December 7th.
They're unable to print that because it takes 10 days, and I was notified of that 5 days.
That's not my problem. That would not be my problem.
Okay.
My problem would be that you have a police report that someone broke into your house and attempted to attack you on December 7th. That's a very serious charge, and somebody who is an intelligent person would call and make a police report about that. And then I would have a copy of that police report. Yes.
Yes. The formal police report was filed.
It's not filed unless I have it.
Okay. I have the case number that was provided. Is that valid?
No.
No.
Police report.
Okay.
When a police officer came out, spoke to you, took a narrative, that's a police report.
Okay, they couldn't make a complete one because she refused to give any information as to his real name and address.
That has nothing to do with you. That has nothing to do with your complaint. Your complaint is somebody came through a window, attempted to attack you. And if you say that you knew who it was and could give a description, that would be in a police report.
Okay.
Good. Okay. So is that why you didn't pay rent?
No.
All right. So why didn't you pay rent? If that's not why you paid rent, what do I care about it for?
Also, she was following me. I was followed for about 45 minutes.
When?
When on January 19th.
You moved out January 10th. You want to tell me why you didn't pay rent for February?
Because the January 19th, rent for February was not due yet.
So the reason you didn't pay rent in February was because she was following you on January 19th?
No, because of the pain and suffering she caused to me by these incidences.
Okay, yeah, all of February's rent, $450. Now, I want to see what she put about you on the internet. That's the second part of your claim.
It continues on the second page.
How many people have you lived with?
How many people have I lived with?
Yeah, in the past 2 years.
Three.
Take your time.
Three.
Who?
My aunt, a friend, and Shannon.
Did you put on the internet that she was an H addict?
Correct.
Why?
Well, from my understanding of the word slander, if it's put on...
Don't tell me what your understanding of the word slander on it.
It was libel.
The question is, why did you say that about her?
Because it was true numerous times.
So it was true?
Yes.
Tell me how you know it was true.
It was a problem from day one, from when the dealer broke in. That's the reason
why. Well, explain to me.
I'd come home numerous times from work. One day I worked at a cafe, and I wasn't expected to come home till around 4, 4:30. I come home. She's sitting at the table smoking black tar heroin.
Smoking?
Yes, with foil and straws. And I told her, what the okay. I'm out of here, I'm done, you need help.
Okay, on what date was that?
I don't have the exact date
month.
For you. Month? December.
You lived with her September, October, November?
Correct.
And part of January?
Yeah.
How many instances of this did you see?
Most of these instances would...
How many instances of what you just described did you see?
Several, I can't give an exact number, but several times.
Well, give me the month that you saw it. You seem to remember the December date. You seem to remember that very, very well.
Yes, because that's when I told her I've had it. I'm no longer going to take it. I'm out of here. I'm not going to put my risk in life. This is illegal. If a call comes in right now, I'm in trouble as well as you.
And she said to you?
Nothing.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I've told her numerous times to drug test me. If she's willing to pay for it, I will more than happy go and take the drug test for her. And her speaking of me using heroin, absurd.
And later today.
You know, sometimes you get a little older, you get a little loopy. I don't know whether he's loopy or not. Certainly giving strange young women money when he's married 61 years and going to their apartments is not smart.
Cases, real people, Judge Judy. Shannon Muratori says ex-roommate Lorelei Miller owes for rent and slander. Lorelei claims she was forced to move when she discovered Shannon smoking heroin.
Now I'm coming to you, Shannon.
Yes, Your Honor.
Describe this incident to me that the defendant is just describing.
All right, so...
All right.
Sorry, Your Honor. And so... You're asking me to describe the incident of when the guy broke in?
In December. No.
The other incident about the H addict?
The other incident about coming home and seeing you smoking a black tarry substance.
I have told her numerous times to drug test me. If she's willing to pay for it, I will more than happy go and take the drug test for her. I have a loved one who has been using heroin for over 6 years, and I've had parents approach me and call me a drug addict. And when people come to me and call me that, it doesn't fly with me. Like because I've been around the drug world since I was a little kid, for someone to come up and call me a drug addict, I don't stand for that. And so I don't understand how she, like I don't do drugs. Like I've seen it, I've seen what it does to people. and for drugs to be involved in my life. Like, I've seen how my loved one went down the wrong path, and I obviously don't want that for myself. I've had numerous friends overdose, and their funerals are too unbearable, and I just don't her speaking of me using heroin, absurd.
Okay. Miss Miller?
Yes.
You owe her $450, madam, for the February's rent. Your counterclaim's dismissed. Next time, girls, be very careful. When you choose somebody as a roommate, you take on a whole new package. Sometimes it's better off to live in a closet by yourself than living with the roommate. I don't know. I never had one. What?
The claim was for $1,000.
I understand.
Okay.
You want damages for her statement on the internet that you were a heroin addict. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to award you the other $550 and hold it in court. When you have a hair follicle test and that comes up clean, you'll get the rest of your judgment. Do you understand?
Sounds
Is that
good.
Fair? Mm-hmm.
Yes, Your Honor.
Is that fair?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Her dealer came into my room and I woke up at 6 a.m.
So, that's funny. She slept with him.
That is not true.
She got soup on clonazepam and Xanax.
This guy is 32 years old. I just turned 18.
And she was not coherent. She was in his bedroom.
Why would I want anything to do with a 32-year-old on top of me?
So I go to the room, bang on the door.
People on drugs, would you trust them?
He's not letting me through. I punch him in the face.
I'm denying what they're saying.
To get Lorelai out of the situation.
It's completely not true.
I physically had to carry her out of the apartment, down to the car.
I would love for them to take the follicle test.
Oh, no. No, be my guest, man. Like, I'm not tripping.
And then re-record what she just said, and
I got this.
For everyone to see what bullshit is.
My neighbors know that I would never touch that.
Yeah, and for everyone to know that she's a liar.
So, I mean, it's just people who know me, like, know I would never do anything like that, so.
I'm all for it, to give her a chance to re-tell everyone what's true after she takes the follicle test.
Oh, Lorelai is one interesting person, to say the least.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Kugelstadt versus Stewart. Step forward.
Oscar Kugelstadt is suing his former friend, Inez Stewart, for several unpaid loans. Inez says Oscar's lawsuit is the result of her rejecting his advances.
Mr. Kugelstadt, it is your claim that you made a loan to the defendant, actually a series of smaller loans, and you want your money back. Ms. Stewart says she was a friend of yours, and she does acknowledge that you paid some bills for her, paid for some money, but she says that all of that was by way of gift, and that she's sorry she began this friendship with you because it was a relationship where she wanted less than you did, and she's suggesting that you wanted to be more than just a friend to her. Ms. Stewart, how did you meet the plaintiff?
Your Honor, I'm hard of hearing, so you have to speak up a little. I'm sorry.
It's never been a problem for me. I can always speak up.
Okay.
How did you meet the plaintiff?
I met him through a mutual friend in my apartment.
Who?
Her name is Sharon.
Do you know Sharon, Mr. Kugelstadt?
Yes.
How do you know Sharon?
She used to be an employee of mine and also a tenant.
Do you have real estate? Is that how you...
At the time, I did.
What kind of real estate did you have?
I had several apartment buildings and a couple of dozen mobile homes.
Was that what you did for a living, manage real estate?
Actually, I'm a licensed painting contractor, but I did that as a result of the earnings, as an investment.
Mr. Kugelstadt, are you a married man?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
61 years.
Did you ever lend Sharon money?
On occasion.
Why?
She was in need of money, and she wanted to borrow $20. I never asked her back because it was not much.
Was it just $20 that you gave Sharon?
Yeah.
You gave Miss Stewart a lot more money than that.
Yes.
Why?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He may be foolish. You're not foolish. You know what the score was. He may not know whether today is Tuesday or Friday, but you know.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Oscar Kugelstadt says former friend Inez Stewart owes for several unpaid loans. Inez claims Oscar was trying to buy her affections.
Go ahead.
Because she seemed to be in distress financially.
How were you introduced to her?
I was introduced to her when I visited my former employee. and she was in the living room at the time, and she introduced
me. What were you doing visiting Sharon?
With the idea of re-employing her.
What were you going to a house for? Why didn't she come to your office?
I don't have an office.
Why doesn't she come to your house?
She did, on occasion.
Okay. So you met Miss Stewart when you went to visit Sharon, and Miss Stewart was in Sharon's apartment?
Correct.
So that's how you met her. When did you meet her?
Must have been around beginning of January of last year.
Did you re-employ Sharon?
No.
When was the next time you saw Miss Stewart?
A day or two later.
Where?
At her former apartment. She needed me to look at the apartment because her landlord sent her a bunch of pictures claiming that she did a lot of damage to the apartment. And she needed me as a professional witness to attest to whether or not that is factual. And except for some minor points, I could not find any damage.
What were you doing with him, Miss Stewart?
I wasn't doing anything with Oscar.
Why did you take money from him, Miss Stewart?
Well, Oscar was a nice older man.
Yes, he's a nice older man.
Yes,
and I guarantee you his wife doesn't know that he's giving all these young women money.
Well, he basically, I'm sorry, he was helping me out because I was in a financial situation.
Why would you even tell him that you were in financial distress, Miss Stewart?
Because he was an ex-landlord.
Why would you take any money from him?
He said he was a nice man. He was offering, you know, he
gave me some money. He was a nice old man. Why would you take money from him?
Because he was nice and he was a nice friend.
Give me a break, will you please?
No, he was a nice
gentleman.
Give
me a break.
He gave me some money.
Even she can't keep the smile off her face, this one.
Just smiling.
Why would you take money from a nice old man?
Because he knew my situation.
He didn't know your situation unless you told him.
Yeah, I did tell him.
Well,
I told him my financial
situation.
What did you tell him
for, Miss Stewart? How old are you, Mr. Kugelstadt?
81.
He's 81 years old. How old are you, Miss Stewart?
I'm 32.
Why would you tell an 81-year-old man your trouble?
Because when I was introduced to him, he was an ex-landlord. I was moving out of my property, and he was helping me basically give my deposit back from my previous landlord.
Why would you ask him for help?
He offered help.
Why would he even know that you needed help?
I thought he was being nice.
Give him back the money he gave you. He may be foolish. You're not foolish. You know what the score was. He may not know whether today is Tuesday or Friday, but you know.
I know what his intentions were.
You, listen to me. There are certain things that are real and certain things that are not real. I'm not excusing his behavior by giving strange young women money. You know, sometimes you get a little older, you get a little loopy. I don't know whether he's loopy or not. Certainly giving strange young women money when he's married 61 years and going to their apartments is not smart, sir. I don't know whether this is a recent onset or whether you've suffered from it for a long time.
Well, it was not her apartment
at
the time.
I know.
Yeah, it was.
Please.
It was empty.
Do you get my drift?
Yes.
How much money did he give you?
Well
is not an answer. A figure, a number.
$2,000 altogether.
How much?
My calculations. $2,000.
He doesn't even say he gave you $2,000.
Those are my calculations.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You gave her money for a down payment on an apartment, Mr. Kugelstadt. That was $600 for security and $180 to buy a refrigerator. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. And as far as the groceries and bills are concerned, you take care of that. She owes you $780. Don't be foolish anymore.
I try not to.
Well, you are being foolish. A 30-year-old woman doesn't want anything to do with an 80-year-old man except for money.
Yes,
money.
But
doesn't want to be your friend, doesn't want to be your pen pal, doesn't want to be your Facebook associate. She wants you stop.
I'm
for
a sucker
money.
For
That's
tears.
All. 780. Goodbye.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He was mad because You know, he wanted something that I wasn't willing to do.
That's a big, fat-out lie.
He had sexual intentions, and I wasn't down for that.
82 years old. I'm 82 years old.
He came at me sexually, and I couldn't give him the money.
Okay. Do I have to draw a picture?
And he turned into a grouch after I couldn't give him the money.
It's not going to happen.
No, I would never take advantage of
anybody.
Don't loan any more money.